Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, time's yours. Shout out Cameron, John Ritchie on this Tuesday afternoon. Time's yours. The machine is working. We had no time's yours calls yesterday because the machine didn't work over the weekend. But either Seltzer fixed it or the phone company fixed it. James, you get in there with your hands and just start.
Oh, yeah. You know, it was obviously me.
You know, sure. With wires. You know, he's putting wires together and disconnecting things. And it's like this.
I said, Ben Hill, can you fix this? And it was fixed.
All right, let's get to it. Time's yours machine is back. It means the calls are back. Here we go.
Hey, guys. You know, seeing Jeffries on a field face down after he dropped that pass, I think all it does is solidifies and adds to how much people love this team and these players. I truly felt that that was me on that field with him. You know, sounds as corny or not, but it was like I could sense how bad he felt, as bad as the fans did. Sorry for the lack of a better description. But anyway, take care.
End of message.
You know, it's a nice call. You know what was a moment I actually thought was, and I think it's really honestly one of my favorite moments of the year. And I want you to understand, I'm not talking about the touchdown against the Eagles. I'm talking about the moment after. I thought it was meaningful. When Shrull Douglas gave up the touchdown in the Cowboys game, and those 10 seconds thereafter where his teammates greeted him, John, and were kind of helping him as he was really, you know, you could tell he felt terrible about giving up the touchdown in overtime. They played great football after that. And that camaraderie that leads to teammates feeling like that about each other, there's something special there.
I'm going to be proud of this team because they finished hard at the end of the season and they did not give up. They made the playoffs. And then they actually won a game where we weren't even supposed to be there. And we were still in this game. I know it was a lot of things that was going on. That game was not like the 48-7 game. So with that being said, I'm proud of that team. I'm proud of everybody on that team. Doug deserves a lot of credit. A lot. Like, really. He won us a Super Bowl. I'm proud of that whole team, man. The time is not yours, John, but the time is the Philadelphia Eagles.
Wow. Shot at you at the end. Wonder what was the reason for that.
Well, I think it was the pride versus anger thing from yesterday.
Yeah. I wanted to make it clear that I am proud as well. I was just more ticked off than proud. And, you know, the ticked offness fades and the pride remains.
And I'll give you a weird thing here. I don't know if this resonates with others or not. I feel great today as an Eagles fan. Like, I was able to wash away that loss pretty quick. I know it stinks, and Sunday we're going to have to watch two other NFC teams play and four other squads play and all that. But this wasn't, and James said it yesterday, this wasn't 1/100th of Rondae Barber. I agree with them. I mean, we know what devastating Eagles losses have been like. And I just have such great pride and proudness of this team that I love this group of players. I really do. I'm a huge fan of this group of players.
Hey, let me try and cheer y'all up, man. There hasn't been a repeat winner in the NFC East in years. We didn't win the NFC. We were the wild card team. That's A. B, the Cowboys were still done before we were. I'm sure.
For 24 hours, yeah. That was fun.
I thought about that, by the way. Yeah. Even though we lost, I was like, you know what? At least we lost after the Cowboys.
Yep. Yeah.
That's a real BS phone call. You know, that Jeffries, all he gets paid to do is catch the ball. So catch it. Come on. That's the truth. Well, the kicker for Chicago, all he does is get paid to kick it and make the field goal. If he makes it, you're not even in the game with the Saints. So shut up. Time's yours.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, listen, mistakes happen. That was a crucial one. And
we blocked the field goal against the Bears.
Yeah, that's true, too. Yeah.
He didn't miss it.
Hey, guys, I really couldn't talk on the show today. I would have liked to call in, but I just want to say that I got a good one for a great comeback. I have to say probably the greatest comeback I ever saw was LeBron James' hairline. Time's yours, guys. I'll talk to you soon.
Well, Joel, I thought he was going to say the time's yours line coming back is what I thought he was going to say.
That would have been a good one, too.
But no, listen, we look forward to, you know, Joel and Ben And Jimmy, you guys now, you know, very starting to become lonely odds are going to turn our attention to you three, and you're going to have to figure it out. You got a lot to figure out because you're going to get massive attention from us as a fan base, as a sports radio show, you know, as a station coming up here in the next couple months. Jimmy, Joel, and Ben, figure it the hell out.
Did I just hear Joe DiCamera say that Robert Downey Jr. is not a good Iron Man? As much respect as I have for Joe DiCamera, my man, dude, you need to start watching some of these movies. And, dude, he blows everybody away. He's the perfect Iron Man. And Robert Downey Jr. is way better than something Robert Downey Jr.'s brother, maybe?
Come on now, Joe.
And right, this message.
Here's my problem with it. It's like 1987, 88, whatever year it was.
And you mean like when Morton Downey Jr. Yeah. had a show?
I loved Morton Downey Jr.
I know.
Who he was
and you're about
to. He's
no,
like, brother,
no,
pa, whatever.
No, I'm yeah. not about to. I wasn't going to reference Morton Downey Jr. Who
well,
was,
what you're saying is the. Okay, go
no,
ahead.
No, Morton
go
Downey ahead. Way cooler than Robert Downey. We've
no,
already started that.
No, not at all. He's not.
So nope. it's around 1987, 1986, and Robert Downey Jr. is starring in a movie called The Pickup Artist, where he like walks down the street and like, I don't know, girls gravitate toward him. I don't even remember much of the movie. But it's a movie called The Pickup Artist. Now, you're telling me, and it's cheesy. It's ultra cheesy. Now, you're telling me the guy that's the pickup artist is now like a superhero? Is now like some tough guy? Bad casting, bad choice.
He's wearing a suit that makes him a tough guy.
Bad choice.
He's a rich playboy who has paid to build himself this high-tech suit. It's amazing. And he's amazing in the role. And I think you're jealous of Robert Downey Jr.
I might be. It might be.
I think that's the root
Maybe.
Of this.
Maybe it's possible. I think our caller, John Ivan, would be a better tough guy in a suit to be a Hollywood star than little Robert Downey Jr.
You haven't even
little
watched.
Robert Downey Jr.
You haven't
yeah,
watched
he's
the movies.
Yeah, he's the pickup
so
artist.
So you can't say that.
Yeah. He's the pickup artist. Yeah. And is that that's the take?
By the way, wasn't that one of my nicknames?
No. Self-anointed,
yeah,
perhaps.
I think we had that nickname last year.
No, not we. You made that nickname for yourself.
There have been three times in 52 years of watching Philadelphia sports that my sadness was quickly overcome by the happiness of that present season. 1987 Flyers taking the Edmonton Oilers to Game 7. The 93 Phillies getting to the World Series through Atlanta. And now this 2018 Philadelphia Eagles team. Thank you so much for the beginning of 2018 where you won the Super Bowl right up until yesterday where you played it out for the last game. An unfortunate non-catch ended the season, and that guy also has nothing to be ashamed of. Thank you, Philadelphia Eagles. I love you. I always will. I'm rooting for you from this point forward until the day I die. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles! Defending Super Bowl champions.
End of message.
You know, it's a great call. I would add the 016ers, I think, certainly deserve to be, I mean, at least from my standpoint, in that listing. But, yes, I think it's a great, great list. And I've always put 87 Flyers, 93 Phils, 016ers in a similar light. And, listen, 2018 Eagles, it wasn't quite the season-long journey that those teams were because they were really slow out of the gate. Remember, 016ers, 10-0 out of the gate, 93 Phils, 45-17 out of the gate, 8-1 out of the gate. But, the Eagles came on strong at the end. Great call with that. We shut it down.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.